Testing 1, 2, level check.
This is the Mayan Calendar Cast.
What if creation is still evolving?
What if we are still evolving?
What if there is a deadline?
What if that deadline is October 2011?
We can tune our consciousness.
We can choose the outcome.
We are on a schedule. Yes, we are. We, it includes you, all of us.
Every single one of us.
Every single one of us.
Hello, everyone. I'm Andy Mack.
And I'm Jag Daddy.
And we are here today sharing with you about a critical update.
Yeah, today is 13 Aimish of the fourth night. This is episode 17, Mayan Calendar Cast.
Yeah.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We have so much to bring to you.
Oh, there's an understatement if I've ever heard one.
Understatement.
An understatement in an underworld.
Yeah, an understated understatement in the eighth underworld.
We're going to talk about that too. We're going to talk about what the word or the term underworld means, what it's referring to.
Yeah.
But not in today's podcast.
No, why?
Because we're actually going to be reading...
Oh, this is...
An article that came through this morning from Carl Johan Kalman called The Breakthrough Celebration. So we're going to read this article for you, and you'll have an audio of it that you can listen to maybe more than once.
And the show notes will have a link so that you can go and... You can access this online, this article, if you like. And it's called Breakthrough Celebration, but don't let that throw you off. This article is chock full. And so what we're planning to do here is we're going to read this article by Carl Kalman, and that will be the this show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to do a part two. So this is actually part one, the reading of this article. Part two will be... taking this apart
and our discussion
and opening it up and pulling out all the tidbits.
Yes.
In between and in and around the wonderful things that Carl Johan has to say here, you know, breaking it down and, you know, more digestible,
offer a few different ways to look at things.
Yeah, and just because it's a lot of fun to talk about this stuff.
That's true.
There's a lot here.
That it is. I think we've pretty much been chatting about this all day, different parts and pieces of it. So let's go ahead and get started with reading The Breakthrough Celebration. Jack Daddy, you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here we go. People often ask the question, what, according to the Mayan calendar, will happen in the time ahead? In a sense, this is a natural question to ask, and in my books, I have addressed how the Mayan calendar describes cosmic evolution in all of its aspects from the Big Bang 16.4 billion years ago to the present time. Indeed, we may now learn a lot from its patterns. Yet, sometimes, when people ask this question, it seems they think that the changes that the Mayan calendar describes are happening outside of themselves or the human collective at large. I would say that this is an incomplete understanding.
If there is anything we may learn from the Mayan calendar, then it is that it is a strict time plan for the evolution of consciousness, and that this plan very much includes ourselves at the present time. The process of evolution of consciousness is now primarily transforming human beings, and through human beings, our external reality. In other words, we are the ones we have been waiting for.
We are the ones whose consciousness is undergoing transformation. The Mayan calendar only helps the patterns of this transformation become visible and understandable. As the consciousness of humanity is transformed, so is the external world that we are, to a large extent, creating through our perception of it. I feel it is very important to grasp these relationships. The transformation of the world in the years ahead happens through the transformation of consciousness. of ourselves, and the true Mayan calendar is an exact time plan for this. The very idea of asking what will happen emanates from a dualist relationship to the external reality that has been inherited from lower underworlds. An underworld is a sine wave movement of consciousness evolution.
As I recently described in an article called The Fourth Night, we entered the fourth night of the galactic underworld as of November 29, 2005. As I point out there, we may understand some of what this means through parallels with other underworlds. Essentially, the first half of this fourth night is a time for integration of the changes that the preceding fourth day brought. What on an individual level some would typically experience is then that the past catches up with them. And this may especially be true for those for whom the fourth day was a very transformative period. Things we did not have to deal with in the flow of the fourth day may now be knocking on our doors, and we may need to contemplate the directions of our paths. The integrative character of the fourth night favors making amends and healing relationships that might have been upset by the influx of the stirring energies of the fourth day. It also seems there are many that in the beginning of this fourth night are cleansing and restoring their bodies. This may not be so much about integration as it is a meaningful preparation for the time to come, the onset of the Quetzalcoatl energy of the fifth day. In short, as I described in the above-mentioned article, the first half of the fourth night is about integrating and preparing for the strong influx of light on the right brain half that is about to enter, especially as the fifth day begins on November 24th, 2006.
The incoming energy of the fifth day will be much stronger than anything we have previously experienced in the galactic underworld. The fifth day is the breakthrough energy that previously, in another underworld or level of consciousness evolution, brought Christianity and yet another underworld, the modern world, into existence. The Mayan calendar describes the alternating energies of the cosmos that transform consciousness and create the world. What we need to do is to learn how to flow with these energies that shape our future and help bring the path towards oneness to the rest of the world. Thus, we should already be preparing and considering how best to make use of the breakthrough energy of the fifth day. For this to happen, we will need to put it in a new gear, and a suitable name for this gear is the Breakthrough Celebration. The breakthrough celebration is not just a one-time event,
but a culmination of a global process of transformation of consciousness culminating on May 22, 2007. Thus, although the rhythm of this process may already be set in the heavens, its actual manifestation will need to be developed in a co-creative way among all people on the planet that seek to align themselves with the intended end result of divine creation, which is oneness in enlightenment. The breakthrough celebration is designed to provide direction, intention, and guidance for this process, and it will do so for a critical phase, namely the transition to the fifth day of the galactic underworld. What I am suggesting here is for every light worker and everyone seeking enlightenment for themselves and for the rest of humanity to participate in a process of globally synchronized prayer, Diksha, which is transference of divine presence, and meditation days that will help lead humanity in the transition to the fifth day of the galactic underworld, while making maximal use of its incoming energies for balancing, healing, and enlightenment.
The oneness celebration at the occasion of the Venus transit, June 6 through 8, 2004, helped prepare the ground for this by more broadly alerting people to the fact that we are entering the completion phase of the divine plan. The mid-light meditation, June 1 through 2, 2005, served to globally synchronize dikshas and meditations. The breakthrough celebration is intended as a sequence of energies that will provide a structure for events and festivals that will allow at least part of the human collective to go much deeper and develop a process toward enlightenment in a synchronized way. It is literally now or never for a collective breakthrough into the experience of oneness, considering what we know about the energies to follow after the fifth day. I feel it is time to throw out all ideas that the Mayan calendar is about waiting for something to happen in the year 2012.
Throw it out, because that is not what it's about.
The true Mayan calendar, that wasn't in the article.
No, I just couldn't help myself. Sorry.
The true Mayan calendar is about a process that we, moment by moment, may be part of, if we so choose, and if a sufficiently strong positive desire for experiencing oneness can be brought forth. For this, I encourage an intentional, explorative, and dynamic process. The dates are offered only as synchronizing signposts. What we do and who we are during these times are the features of our collective awakening that ushers in the energies that the Mayan calendar describes. For this, I feel Dikshas will play a very significant role in giving people direct experience of where the cosmic plan is leading us. To have such experiences may be especially valuable considering that there is little reason to expect that the transitions ahead will be smooth or without difficulty for humanity at large.
The initiating date, the takeoff for the process of the breakthrough celebration, will be the dates May 27 and 28, 2006, corresponding to the shortly upcoming midpoint energies 9 Ahau and 10 Aimish of the fourth night. In the sacred Mayan calendar used for thousands of years, 9 Ahau at this midpoint is a combination of the nine, which symbolizes Quetzalcoatl, and Ahau, which means light or Lord. Traditionally, Ahau days, or days of light, were such energies for ceremonies among the ancient Maya. We may actually then now catch on to the very same rhythm that will continue until the field of conscious oneness is established on the day energy of 13 Ahau on October 28, 2011. Since the process of the galactic underworld is about strengthening the eastern right brain half aspects of our existence, I encourage themes of awakening the world mother within, or unifying the divine father and mother within, for takeoff events for the breakthrough celebration on May 27 through 28, 2006. This is especially so as this underworld is a phase of cosmic evolution that step by step brings forth the feminine to heal the rift and separation that occurred about 5,000 years ago as the national underworld began.
I recommend that the global Dikshas community initiate or participate in events and festivals organized for this takeoff of the breakthrough celebration. In general, I recommend that anyone planning for spiritual events in this time to do so with an eye to the oneness in light, aha, days of the Mayan calendar. Following this takeoff at 9 aha and 10 Aimish, May 27th through 28th, there is thus a series of recommended oneness in light dates that I've listed below. Obviously, events of this kind do not happen by themselves, and so what I am asking you to consider is to mark your calendars for creating such events. There is no one else to wait for. We are the ones we have been waiting for. Right here in the article, there are a list of dates that take you from the takeoff midpoint of the fourth night through the midpoint of the fifth day. So we're not going to go through those dates in this podcast. Hit the show notes at www.airstreamradio.com for show number 17. It'll take you straight to this article. And there's an easy to print button, so just print out the dates and keep them with you. But we're going to go past where the dates are and go straight through to Global World Tree Ceremony.
For the global synchronization, I recommend that Dikshas are performed on these Oneness in Light days. at 600, 1200, and/or 1800 European Central Time, 9 p.m. of the previous night, 3 a.m. and 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m., 9 a.m., and 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and the corresponding times for Asia and Australia. The purpose of choosing these particular dates is to enhance synchronicity at special energetically suitable days and also, through the direct experience of participation, bring the awareness of the existence of a divine plan charted by the Mayan calendar and its currently predominating rhythm, the galactic underworld. The dates offered above are, however, not meant to exclude any activities in between them. The entry into the fifth day is a process that we have never undertaken before, and so it is not in any sense foreseeable what activities that may need to be improvised to enhance the process.
To perform prayers, dikshas, and meditations globally synchronized on these aha days will serve to synchronize the global spiritual community with the divine process of creation. I call especially on the global Diksha community to help bring in the divine presence in this process that this movement is all about in this phase of humanity's evolution. The fifth day may very well lead to the very ability to give Diksha being passed on from one individual to another, especially if the breakthrough celebration generates the necessary flow. Yet, I feel there are many other practices, including field transforming techniques, that will contribute significantly in the process toward oneness. In fact, I am convinced that some of these innovative phenomena have not yet seen the light of day, but are about to do so during the period covered by the breakthrough celebration. To accommodate and support such creativity, I feel the process should be approached in a spirit of mutual sharing that fosters the necessary cross-fertilization between ideas and spiritual practices.
I believe that the dates above should be approached with an attitude of service also to the many other movements and organizations that may happen to organize events and festivals on these dates. There is every reason to continue global Diksha and meditation events also in later phases of the galactic underworld at Ahau Oneness in Light days, which are the most conducive to enlightenment. The very purpose of the breakthrough celebration is to serve a global breakthrough into experiencing the divine presence on a continuing basis. Part of its purpose is also a breakthrough into experiencing the Mayan calendar, that is to say the divine time plan and its rhythm. This by itself will turn out to be invaluable for providing guidance and hope for humanity in some of the more difficult energies it will go through until the cosmic field of oneness stabilizes in the heavens on October 28, 2011.
If you visit the website for full show notes, you will find several links for info about Dikshas, info about the Galactic Underworld and the Mayan calendar, and of course, Dr. Carl Kalman's website. So we direct you to the show notes at www.airstreamradio.com and click on the logo for Mayan Calendar Cast. This has been a reading of The Breakthrough Celebration by Carl Johan Kalman.
We hope that you have enjoyed this reading of the Breakthrough Celebration article just released by Carl Kalman. I look forward to the next segment, the continued portion of this podcast where we're going to be breaking this down quite a bit. There is so much in what Carl Kalman is saying in this article.
Yes, there is.
And we want to be sure, because this is new to a lot of people, there's a lot of deep meaning in what you have heard here. So
yeah, so we'll be investigating together.
Tune into the show number 18 to as we dig into the juicy meaning
tidbits, yeah, that's insights
all tucked in between here and in this article by Carl Kalman.
There's one thing I'd like to point out, that the first date, Nine Ahau Tenai Mish, May 27th, 28th of 2006, is 139 days from this day.
From today. So, actually, right now it's 138 days, because right. we're after midnight here.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, the breakthrough celebration, the takeoff point, the midpoint of the fourth night, begins 9 Ahau Tenai Mish, May 27th and 28th, 2006, 138 days hence. I've always wanted to say hence.
Hence.
And now I got to say it.
You've just said what you've always wanted to say.
I have just said hence, darling. All right, that brings us to the end of our time. We hope that you will print the article out. There's an easy print button right there on the website for this article. Carry it with you. It's going to be worth it.
Yeah, and look into the Breakthrough Celebration ceremonies. They'll be popping up.
Many events.
Mm-hmm.
You can, of course, check Airstream Indie Radio at airstreamradio.com for events on many different sites, many different places around the world.
Cool.
Very cool. I'm Andy Mack.
And I'm Jag Daddy.
This has been show number 17 of Mayan Calendar Cast in Lakesh.
Hence.
Hence, farewell.